taking a deep breath, Bastila sat down on the living room chair, facing her guests. She folded her hands in her lap, mentally bracing herself for what was to come.
"I'm ready," she said.
In a series of beeps, chimes, and holo recordings, T3 relayed his story. He began with Revan returning to the Ebon Hawk on Rekiat. He told them how he and Revan had left Candorus behind and journeyed to Nathema alone. He described the unexpected attack on the Ebon Hawk and the near-fatal crash landing on Nathema's surface. He explained how he had checked on the unconscious Revan to make sure he was still alive, then been forced to hide when someone else boarded the ship. When he played the holo recording he'd made of the red-skinned man who had taken Revan off the ship, Bastila gasped.
"I guess the Sith aren't as extinct as the Jedi thought," Mitra said.
"The Order is wrong again," Bastila muttered.
"Big surprise."
T3 let out a low whistle, apologizing for his cowardice, but Bastila shook her head.
"That wasn't cowardice," she told the little droid. "If you hadn't hit, they'd have captured you too, or turned you into scrap. The only way you could help Revan was by making it back in one piece," Mitra added.
Mollified, T3 continued his story. He told them how Revan was taken onto a waiting shuttle and whisked away. With his master gone, returning to Bastila had become the Astromech's primary purpose, as per her last-minute instructions before they'd left Coruscant. The first step involved getting the Ebon Hawk airborne again. The droid described in detail his arduous efforts to repair the damage done by the crash. For months, he scoured the streets of the deserted city, gathering scrap, salvage, and other necessary parts.
"And you never saw anyone during that time?" Mitra asked. "No refugees? No looters?"
T3 chirped out a confirmation. Bastila blinked in surprise.
"No animals? No insects? Not even plants? How could the entire population of an entire world just be wiped out?"
Mitra shifted uncomfortably in her seat, and Bastila knew she was thinking back to her role in the massacre of Malachor V. She felt a sudden burst of empathy for the other woman. Bastila didn't condone what she had done, but she understood what it was like to be ashamed of acts in your past. She herself had let Malak turn her to the dark side. Only the power of Revan's love had redeemed her. Bastila sensed that despite all Mitra had done to stop Darth Treya, she was haunted by guilt and remorse. She was still looking for redemption.